All right, we will reconvene the Board of Equalization at... You good?
104.
All right, 104.
I don't have my stuff on.
It's so fast. Just trying to get all my papers in order on top of his pile of papers.
I know. I need to get my Are you gonna do
Don't judge my pile of papers.
Yeah, I was gonna say, let me stop right here. Are you gonna do 3 minutes?
Yes. All right. We will start today's meeting. We got a list of people that want to speak at the public hearing. We will limit each speaker to 3 minutes. And just to give a brief overview before we start the whole process, the last 2 years we've worked on a reevaluation of the entire county. We have found that through the valuation protests, at least my duration on the board, have been significantly different from house to house. And our job as a board is to make sure that each home of equal size, shape, value, age, condition are all valued equally. So we are the Board of Equalization. So the last 2 years, we've done a complete reevaluation of the entire county, which is why we've seen some significant jumps. We've had some of the things that we were seeing prior to this is homes that were valued at $60,000 selling for close to $200,000. And those same homes that of equal value were valued higher in different areas. So we did a countywide revaluation to get to that point. So what we're going to do is hear your thing. We're going to have we have our referees here that will show us their information as well, the comparables, and then go from there. We will start with, looks like... Yep. All right, Larry and Nadine Hibbert. Yes. She said no as a speaker. If you give us your name, spelling, and then your address as well for the record.
Nadine, N-A-D-I-N-E, Hibbert, H-I-B-B-E-R-T, address 910 Covered Bridge Road.
Could I please have you raise your right hand? Do you swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth to help you, God?
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay, I said that.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, can I give you a spreadsheet?
Yes.
That might help. So I only have 3 minutes, and I wrote quite a lot because I did a lot of research.
Well, maybe we might extend that.
What's that?
We might extend that.
Oh, good. Thank you. So we live in Covered Bridge Heights, and I noticed that all the land for, there's four extra large lots in Covered Bridge Heights that were raised to $61,250. I did on this spreadsheet, if you look down at the lot comparisons, I did a sampling of quite a few areas in Beatrice, and Terry, your son's one of those. I didn't find any lots, extra large lots, that were $61,250. In fact, the large lots in Covered Bridge Heights were raised to $46,550. And if you look at the lot comparisons, some of these are acre models. They're anywhere from $32,000 to $52,000. And I found it interesting that there are so many different types of lots, categories. There's units. Wildwood Estates is units now. Acre model lot, golf lots. There's large lot golfs. There's acre model floodplain. Acre models and extra large base lots. There's all kinds of categories for lots. To me, a lot should be in a category, and the amount should equate to whatever that lot size is. For the most part. Let's see. And I wrote all this. You guys can read that at your leisure because it explains all of this. So, moving on to our dwelling. Our dwelling went up $8,825. Our neighbors all went down except for two of them. We had one neighbor that has already protested. They are the only house in Covered Bridge that have a very good quality rating, and their price per square foot was lowered to $192.43, which is very comparable to the other large lot, extra large lot dwellings. Ours is at $233.72, way over any of the other lots or dwellings in Covered Bridge Heights. And we have a good rating. As I said, the one that was lowered is, and actually now that is the lowest price per square foot. The very good quality rated house is the lowest price per square foot in Covered Bridge pertaining to the four extra large lots. And again, that $61,250 for our land was raised $21,250, which to me is very excessive. I think the large lots being raised to $46,550 for a large lot in our area is excessive because of the comparables I've showed you throughout town, and these are not shabby areas in town. Pretty consistent across the board, except one of our neighbors did get lowered to $35,000. So there now we have an inconsistency in Covered Bridge, and I've highlighted that in red. I did attach the property I was talking about in the paper last Friday. It showed our neighbor's dwelling was lowered $197,000, which to me is quite a lot. So I guess we would like to be compared equally to our neighbors, but lot-wise, I would like to be compared equally across the city of Beatrice. It just seems like there is a little pocket there of homes and dwellings that have been excessively charged. I don't know what else to say. I think I've got my point across. Derek, I've got a spreadsheet for you to look at.
Derek, would you address some of that information first?
Looking at the information submitted, I think, on the protest, the reason for the difference in lot values is they are valued by area, and so Covered Bridge, the lot sales that have happened over the last 10 years, not necessarily just, recently, there aren't a lot of vacant lots. There have been a few but that have sold. But so the land in Covered Bridge is valued differently than the rest of the city. It's valued by neighborhood. And so your lot being an extra large lot, valued at $61,250, is consistent with the other lots that are of equal size.
Where in town?
I couldn't find one.
I believe
just in Covered Bridge.
No, yeah, there's four, just in Covered, four just homes right next in door. Covered Bridge that
That's
are
valued
it. At that.
That's
I couldn't
it.
Find another
right.
extra large lot in all of Beatrice. Now, we did have a large lot sell a year ago, just last year, at $33,000, and you've got them assessed at $46,550. I think that's a lot.
Yeah.
That's not priced right.
Yeah.
So if they're selling for $33,000 and you assess them at $46,000, they're selling for $33,000. That is the market, correct?
Yeah, there's been some that have sold, I don't have it right in front of me, but there have been some that sold north of you that were just base lots, regular size lots for, I believe, $33,000 and $35,000.
Right. And she just said you're assessing at $46,000, so you're going above the
and
price.
And I didn't look at Covered Bridge Heights West because those were all duplexes mostly,
mm-hmm.
so
yeah.
I didn't feel like that was a comp. I didn't even feel like this house that you lowered by $197,000 was a comp to ours. It's right next door. It's a
yeah.
lot larger home. It's got a very good rating. I didn't even include that in my protest, but
yeah.
once I saw what you did for them, I thought, well, yes, I'm going to include that now because I was amazed.
Yeah, I'm not familiar with that one in particular, but just generally with evaluation, the...
It's right here.
Okay.
It was lowered.
Okay. We're dealing with about 700 of these, and so I don't necessarily have them all on top of my head. But in terms of the land, the assessor's got a tough job where, you know, they're establishing land value and dwelling value for every property, whether they've sold or not, whether they're sales, and the base value in your particular areas is built on those sales that have happened in the, you know, 33 to, I think there's some listed for 38 or something now, or 40. And so that's the base lot value. And then we generally see that the larger the lot, and also if it backs to an open space, that sort of thing, those are premium lots. The small lots and the extra large lots just don't seem to sell the same. And that's true generally everywhere. And so the value's been extended from what the base lots are selling for to that, you know, to that extra large component that you have.
So a base lot on a golf course, isn't that the same thing?
A base lot would be the typical size lot for
right.
That
the question is that backs up to nothing. She's got it in her notes. There's a lot, a large lot, I believe it is. So a golf course is extremely low, and that we're an extra large lot with a field, so we're going to be twice the price because we have a field, not a golf course.
Yeah, which parcel is that?
Look at, she handed you notes.
Okay, just and well, let me ask you, sir, does it say golf course?
Yes.
Here?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Where?
Take it to her then.
This one.
Okay.
That one. Here's another one.
I'm sorry.
That's just a large.
I got to live with her. She did a damn good job.
Okay.
That's all I'm going to tell you. Because if it isn't very evident to you...
Well, and even this, I'm sure, is not Wildwood. I'm sure is very open. But that's a unit. Who knows?
Yeah.
So like those three, you pointed it out perfectly, compared to what you got up here, is really, really...
I guess the point she's trying to make is there's no rhyme or reason for your lot descriptions, but a lot size should be square footage size, not a lot, a base lot, a unit. You can't compare because you don't know what the square footage of the house and or the lot.
Well, and actually on the assessor's website when I was doing my research, there's a lot of blank information when it comes to lot. You don't know what their footage is. You don't know, and some of it wasn't even filled out. So it didn't even have a description as to what kind of lot it was identified as. So just
so we're all on the same page, the original assessed value that went out was for $520,085.
I believe, yeah.
You requested $438,475.
No. Oh. Yeah. Okay, I changed my strategy, though.
Just
when I did that, I saw the other properties in our neighborhood went down, so I took a blended rate of what their reduction was. And then I got to thinking that that wasn't right, that I really should base it off of square footage. So that's what this spreadsheet is. This is based on square footage of the houses along with the quality rating. So I redid that thought process.
So where are you at now? She said you were at 430.
And I really feel like that first approach was not accurate based on what happened with our neighbor's property.
ID number 01160002 is the one she's making reference to.
And I'm sorry, can you get that to me one more time? The PID?
01160002 is the one you're making reference to.
You mean on here?
And,
yeah, ID number.
And I do want to question why their land humbled the other ones.
Oh,
What is that? That's a rack.
Zero one. I need PIDs.
Zero
two.
One. One six.
Okay,
0-1-1-1-6-0-0-2-0-2. Yes. I get no results.
Just for a lot comparison. For some of those were just for lot comparisons. I only did dwelling comparisons for our neighborhood.
It says 1.1.
I know, but go down.
That's what they need.
I know, and I got them. I just didn't put them on there.
Well, that's what they want.
I think to do this justice, what she's all prepared for you, you probably can't decide right away. You're going to have to, I mean, do a little background work on it, because the lots are really a way out there. And then when you lower the houses next to us and then raise ours by that extreme, 192 to 231 per square, and they're within 50 square feet, if not 25 of each other, in 2 or 3 years of build, in the same area, not across town, I just don't, yeah, it's...
Did you meet with our referees?
Yes.
And go through all of this with
yes.
them?
I didn't have this all prepared till after I called yesterday and found out.
Yeah.
I think they told us they were reducing it by $4,750, which I didn't know what to think about that. So then I prepared all this yesterday afternoon.
I think it'd be fair to let the referees review again, because this is a lot of new information that they don't have in front of them.
I did make 2 copies of the neighbor dwelling comparisons that I have on the sheet and 2 copies of lot comparisons. A lot of paper, so I didn't.
Derek, would you want to have some time to review this a little bit?
Yeah. New information, and we go through it and make our recommendation based on the new information, and then the board could decide, you know, could review the information as well.
Do you want this information?
Yes. Yeah. Yes. If
I'll give you a copy of this.
Have her do it.
So this is just for the neighborhood dwellings.
Uh-huh. And that's what you're
this section.
To. Okay. Uh-huh.
This would be the lot comparisons down here that I...
These. Okay. Yeah.
Yes. So they should
okay.
tie together.
Okay. Yeah.
Is this something that we could, I mean, you're not obviously not going to be able to do it while we're talking through the rest
no.
of them. Is this
no.
something that we look
no.
at
no.
in
no,
the next couple days? Is that okay with you guys?
Yeah.
We have to have it done by tomorrow.
Okay, tomorrow?
Yeah.
No, wait,
okay.
Friday.
Yeah. Okay. We have tomorrow and the next day. So something we review. Make sure these guys, make sure you guys get in touch with them on what day we're going to review once you guys have reviewed it.
Okay.
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 All right, appreciate your time. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes, where's the next one? Leo.
on the change list.
All right, our next one will be Leo Wordman.
Number two on the change list.
Number two. I'll read it once we get him. Can you give us your name and address for the record?
Leo, L-E-O, W, Wordman, W-U-R-D-E-M-A-N, 2600 Evergreen Circle, Beatrice, Nebraska.
Can you raise your right hand? Do you swear or affirm to tell the truth, the whole truth, or nothing but the truth, so help you God?
I do.
Just for everybody's record, this will be number two on the change list. It has the value that was given was $750,390. The requested value was $480,000. The recommended change value is to $478,560.
And I have no objection with the change.
Okay.
My comments are, since are we going to be doing this again next year? Because $250,000 is quite a ways to miss a valuation. And this is off of a sale. We just purchased it in December.
Is it? I'm.
And this is not a fixer-upper. It was on the market for a year and a half.
No, I don't believe so. So the way the new program works, the way that the way it was put into this system, is that you start with a reconstruction value new,
okay,
and it's depreciated based on age, condition.
Yeah.
Yes, and that's how the sales are put in, is through the economic depreciation and physical depreciation.
And the other question I've got is of why these values aren't put in immediately, because according to the statutes, it says the actual value is the market value, or the sale price is the market value.
We cannot chase sales.
Well, I know you can't, but it says when you... when it's pointed out or so on, just to go through all this, it is because the sale was done in December. We got the evaluation in June, and it's like nobody bothered to look at what the sale price was or anything.
What was the sale price?
$480,000.
That was my question, Derek. Looking at $415,000, they bought it $480,000. Can you shed some light? This is something I don't understand, and Derek and I have had this back and forth. Market sale.
Right. I think kind of the overall description is the county assessor uses sold properties to value all properties in the county. So they put them in categories and they value them accordingly. And then through the protest process, then we're able to take a more detailed look. There are not a lot of high dollar sales in Beatrice, and so I think
this is a very large square footage house,
right?
And so that's why my question is, are we going to be going through this every year? Because right now I can tell you on the pending sales off of Zillow, there's a house that's very similar, another part of town, that 25, the valuation is the same as what ours is, roughly within several thousand.
Right.
And it's sold for $950,000.
Right.
That's what the pending is, price on it.
Mr. Wordman, I would hope that we would do a percentage increase instead of just all of a sudden we got to catch up.
Yeah.
Because a percentage increase is so much easier than...
And I agree that there is...
But we have no say. That's done on that side of the room.
And there are the fixer-uppers. I mean, it's when you see a low-price house.
It's a beautiful home. There's no doubt.
Yes. Yeah. I mean...
The problem with the percentage increase is over time that's going to get off. So that's why with this, the way it's done now, it's updated the prices based on Marshall and Swift, which is based on prices locally.
Yeah.
So it's about as fair as you can get it.
Well, but, I mean, if you compare it, I mean, going through with the insurance company replacement cost and all that.
Yes.
Yeah. If you compare it to a new house, yeah, this would be in the ballpark. It's just when you, but it's a 30-year-old home. It has a few glitches here or there.
And that's what the depreciation does after you find that replacement cost new. And those are based on sales. So
And right now, the housing market is hot. I don't envy their position a lot. This is with trying to bring things or get equalization, because has work been done on it? Hasn't it been done, which is going to lower the value? Which will throw your figures off. But,
yes.
This one, I mean, it's over $250,000 is quite a difference.
But they lowered it below your sale price. So, I mean, from that end of it,
I think just having the accurate information in.
Yeah.
But as you can see too, like if a sale, we had a sale that was for $455,000. It was a couple of years ago, but we couldn't put the value at that. The figures to make it comparable only put it at $365,000.
Yeah, that is something that probably I don't quite agree with. It says if you buy it at that price, you should have the assessed value at that price.
I don't agree with that either,
and
but
that's basically what
statute.
That,
yep.
The law, I mean, as I looked at the 77-1, or 11...
77-112.
112, yes, which basically says this is its assessor's duty to put actual value on it.
I think the 77-112 says the assessor's requirement is to value property at market value, and market value is defined as the most probable selling price as of January 1st. I've just been doing this for a while and buying properties myself. Sometimes I get good deals. Sometimes I find out later that I overpaid for property.
Well, I mean, yeah,
and
you don't
know. When we're looking at the most probable purchase price, it's not exactly what someone paid for. It's a collection of sale prices.
The issue,
sir, with your property is that it's relatively unique in this area in terms of size.
It's a custom built home.
And so when looking at sale prices for those types of properties, they're scant, right? And so it's not uncommon for a valuation model to overreact to a limited number of information. And I think that's what happened here. The good news is when we were able to step back, take a look at your property in particular, along with some others, we were able to come up with a value that we felt reasonably reflected market value. That is $478,000. That's our recommendation.
And I have no problem with that because that's what we paid for it. That's what should have been. I mean, the other problem if you're buying real estate right now and it is overvalued on assessment, it really hurts the price because, I mean, that's one of the first things when we were looking at houses of where the price was compared to the assessed value. And if it had a low assessed value, you knew it was going to go up. And if it had an overpriced one and you're dealing with mortgages and that, it says you've got a huge escrow account then to deal with.
Yeah, I agree.
All right. So, well, thank you for coming in and working with our referees to get it straightened out. All right, let's find the next one.
We should be on.
He's on the 19 of the chain.
We still need to.
All right. Our next one will be Jeff Colson. Name and address for the record, please.
Jeff Colson. I live at 802 Clearwater Circle. The property I'm talking about today is at 526 North 33rd.
Okay. Do you swear or affirm to tell the truth, the whole truth, or nothing but the truth, so help you God?
I do.
All right. So we're on number 19 on the change list. The value was at $286,000. Requested was $242,325. And the referees recommended a change to $257,230.
Okay. Trace came out, and we walked through the whole property and in and out of the house. I think he got a lot of things right, but I think he's overvalued the condition on the inside a little bit. The property that we're talking about is by the new elementary school, and it's not a desirable place to live like it was 30 years ago when we bought the place. The lighting is bad. The traffic is bad. So I'm proposing to go back to my original proposed valuation of $242,325. That to me checked most of the boxes. He did drop the condition from I can't remember. He dropped it one spot. Sorry. Three point five above average to average. And I think it's a little below that. We've got some water issues that we're dealing with. We don't live there right now, but the plan is that when the people that are living there now leave in the next couple of years, we're going to have to tear the basement on and put a new basement under it because it's clay tile. So there was a house that we likened it to, and I've done this 4 times in 8 years, and I've always, 75% of the time, it's been adjusted to what we recommended. The 1111 North 14th is a 15-year newer house. It's a smaller house than ours by 200 square feet, but it recently sold last June of 24 for $250,000. And I think that house is, condition-wise, is a lot better than ours. So,
Derek, would you like to go through your comparables that you have for this?
Yeah, we, like I said, did an inspection. Based on the inspection, felt it was in the wrong category for valuation. Adjusted it accordingly, and then compared the value to sales of as close as comparable as you know, not anything that was exactly the same, but finding properties that were as close as possible, and those a couple of them. One was at 1520 Grant Street, and that's a little better condition than yours, and that sold for $255,000. And then another property at 522 North 12th, which was about the same but a little bit older, sold for $265,000. So with the adjustments that were made, it seemed like it was in the right category for valuation, and that the sales that were as close as comparable as we could find supported that value. So that was the basis for our recommendation.
Did you look at 1111 North 14th?
Let me see in the notes here. Was that in your packet?
Yeah. I have a parcel number if you need it.
I would say the sales appear to be within range of this one. Is the condition, you talked about the condition rating, Derek, is the condition rating where it's supposed to be based on the information provided?
Yeah, it's put into an average category based on its age. So 1950, you know, 76 years old.
Yep.
And there's definitely deferred maintenance items that come along with 75-year-old homes. Some of them have been taken care of. I can just see from the interior pictures that that it's dated in some aspects of the interior, particularly the kitchen. And so, but in looking at that, there's always a range there, and it seems that average is the appropriate category.
So we bought it in 97. The state had converted it to a office building for offices. It used to be the administrator's house at the state home, and they covered up all the wood floors with indoor-outdoor blue carpet, and the only floor that's been remodeled is the main floor. The upstairs still has that, and the basement still has that. So there's a lot of work that has to be done to that house before we sell it and move on. So, and we're not that far off from 242 to 257. We're like 15,000. So,
yeah, and I've kind of described it in some of the other hearings. There's always a range, and yep. even when I look at it, I didn't do your actual hearing, but we look at the results that our team does, and there's always a range that, you know, if it falls within it's even hard to describe sometimes, but it falls within a range of acceptability. I think yours is at the higher end of that range. My colleague's going to check something further if we just have a few minutes and see if and see what she can see there.
There's another house at 5th and Belvedere that looks just like this one. I've used it in the past, but I don't think it sold as recently as mine.
Mm-hmm. It doesn't necessarily need to be sold to be comparable, though. Okay. We still want it within comparable ranges.
And I didn't look that one up this year. But.
And I can't tell that, you know, like you mentioned, sort of the industrial type interior that it has from the... you know, that is different than other average condition homes that we have.
They tore all the original lighting out and put fluorescent lights in, and luckily they kept them and put it back on. So they went through it pretty hard.
Yeah, she's just checking a couple of things.
Okay.
So, if
all right.
we'll just give it a couple of minutes.
Okay,
just,
thank you.
I don't want to jump back and forth if we don't have to.
Thank you.
Thank you.
There are a number of other changes that were made on the inspection, so is making those changes as well to see the effect.
Okay.
He's not here, so. But I don't understand why we decrease property. It would be easier to do this.
And I'll just say, kind of, while we're waiting, that through this process, it's never an exact science, right? It's always, you know, and this is true for anybody here, but you know, when we're looking at the property and we're looking at a general range of acceptability, and if it falls within that range, we feel good. But sometimes, even through this stage, we'll see things that indicate that it's at the high end of that range, and maybe even poking above that range. And so so she's looking into that to see what the effect would be. Sometimes we find that, you know, moving it into the next category, you know, drops it by $80,000 or something, and then all of a sudden it pokes into a different category. And so we don't know those things just right off the top of our head, so she's seeing kind of where that falls, so that will still result in an acceptable value,
unless you pointed out
that reasonably reflects the market.
I think she didn't. She thought we would still listen to it. Speak at all.
Okay, I think we will adjust our recommendation for the board to consider, particularly in seeing the interior pictures of what the homeowners described. And we'd recommend that if we make an adjustment for that interior finish, based on the photos that we have, that's in addition to what we've already adjusted on the property, the value would be $245.85, and that would seem to fit more in the middle of the range that we were referencing.
Make the motion to do the $245.285. Is that what it was?
$245.85. $245.85. And if we add the comparable sale that the property owner was talking to in that mix, that further highlights
less than maybe
that that value is acceptable.
So, right, so you have a motion for $240,585?
Correct.
And Rick seconded it. All yes. right. We have a motion and a second here. Any discussion? Seeing none, please vote. Motion carries 4-0. So the parcel number 01102062501 will have a value of $240,585. All right.
Thank you.
Our next speaker is number 6.
Yes,
it's 6. Number 6 on our sheet.
How much?
The original value, but that was valued at $206,305.
You had requested
$130,000,
and it was on the no change list.
$130,000?
That was your requested value, but it was on the no change
list.
$130,000.
Yeah. Yeah. We are talking about doing the homes as far as market value, what a buyer is willing to pay for it.
First, sorry, we need your full name, address.
Carol Fransman.
Okay.
321 North 8th Street.
And do you swear to tell the truth?
Yes.
The whole truth, so help you. Oh my gosh. Do you swear or affirm to tell the truth, the whole truth, so help you God?
Yes.
Thank you.
I'm anxious to do this, get over with.
All right, yep. No problem.
But we are doing this based on what a purchaser, a buyer, will pay a house for, right? That's what market value is, what you're doing. I feel like most of it has been done based on square footage, bedrooms, and baths. Location is huge. And my particular house, which is very unique, is located with the homes directly around it, 8 homes, in a degraded neighborhood. Unfortunately, when a couple of those homes sell and get changed, then yes, maybe my house will be worth $200,000. If it was put in a different spot in the city, it definitely would be, but not
Carol,
surrounded.
Can I interrupt you a second?
Yes.
Are you under homestead exemption?
Yes.
You pay zero for taxes.
I know, but it still it shouldn't be valued at that amount. It should be the fair market value for it, not the amount that's been marketed. I have pictures of the homes surrounding my home to show you that no, there is no buyer that's going to come in and spend $230,000 surrounded by the homes where I'm at. Well, who can I give these to so you can look
give,
at them for
you can
yourself.
Get one on each side and we'll pass them around. We do take in account the that would be the economic depreciation is the location of the home. So that is factored into this system.
There's 8 homes surrounding me. 2 of them, one is an apartment, one is a home across the street from me that is converted to apartments. One is the inside, is they had stripped it down to nothing but studs. It's been vacant since we moved there. Next to me is like a the picture will show, it's like a garbage dump. And across from me is an eyesore because of the paint colors are horrendous. Of the 8 homes surrounding me, I have 2 nice homes. And until the other 4 homes are purchased by someone who will work on them, then it severely drops the value of my home.
I have done, the next is the property condition. I have done a lot to this home. My husband and I, he passed away at the end of March, but we spent the last 13 years working diligently to bring this home back so it will last another 150 years. Mending the plaster, not just putting up sheetrock. We did it right. We did the windows so that they still have the weights in them. We're treating this home like something else. But the condition does make a big difference. And this home, because it was built in 1885, I have the inside about 90% done. The outside is still an issue, and the outside is going to create, it's going to cost a lot of money because I have limestone windowsills and limestone at the bottom. And I have no idea how much that's going to cost, but as you can see by the picture, and the underside of the gutters need to be, are cracked and open. And it's stuff that I, without my husband now, I can't do by myself, so I have to pay for it done. I had a deck that was there that's rotted and started rotting the house. I had the top upper part of the deck removed, but I'm going to have that replaced, my front porch. And there's two balconies on the one side. So the buyer first looks at the property around it, which I have a degraded property immediately. Then it's going to look at the condition of my home. The outside of my home still needs a lot of work. And it's going to be extremely expensive because of the materials it was used to build it in 1885. And then you go to the square footage, the bedrooms, and the baths. And yes, and it just depends upon whether you're taking the square footage because of where I'm located. You can go east and get lower comparables. Or you can go north and get higher comparable. So it shouldn't be at $200,000, really, based with what's going on. If you're doing actual market value based on what a purchaser would buy the home for,
Darren,
you have to look at what's surrounding it and everything else.
Have you guys taken a look at this in person? Does the condition rating match the information you're getting here?
Yeah, and you mentioned the interior. You've done a lot of good things.
We have done a lot. Even to the outside, we have done. I mean, the windows are 6 feet tall, and on the upper floor, there's two windows side by side. The limestone windowsill was falling out. I was holding it up while my husband was rebuilding the brick underneath it to get it back into place.
Yeah.
I mean, we put a lot of love and care, but there's still a lot that needs to be done. And before I can get the outside done, I've got to repair those windowsills that's limestone and have those repaired somehow so that I can paint. And I need the underside of the gutters where there's big gaps. I have bats living in the corner in the picture that you're doing.
Yeah.
And
we were able to do an inspection, an interior inspection. The owner didn't want us to take interior photos, which is
no,
fine.
I'm by myself.
Yeah, and that was no problem. We've got good notes from the inspection, and the challenge we had with your house, frankly, is that we had to balance the interior condition with the exterior condition, and just the notes the. We added recreational finish to the basement that wasn't on the record before. Added some plumbing fixture, 3.5 bath. So we added some plumbing fixtures to that. And so initially, it was something that was going to increase the value with the inspection, but balancing that with where it was located, we recommended no change from where it was at. You're right. There are sales of properties that are same age, that look similar, that are in similar condition, and those are in the 200 to...
But they're not located
right.
Near
and
me.
They were as close
you're
as
going.
We could find. And so the question, the component that we didn't have was, you know, is there an extra neighborhood adjustment that's necessary for this? That is a question that remains, but there was also a question of, you know, should this for an 1885 house be in a in a better condition category than what is listed currently. And so we concluded with no change based on those two things offsetting.
The buyer is not going to spend $200,000 for that home where it's located. And this is what you're basing everything on is
right.
market value.
Right.
And if you're going to use market value, it should be true market value, not based on an average, which is what you're
right.
doing.
Yeah. Yeah, it would be best scenario is the house just like yours would sell, you know, a block away, and that wasn't the case. We used the information that we had available, again, based on the work for an 1885 house, it could be in a better category with an adjustment to bring it down for the neighborhood. We didn't have those hard numbers, and so it seemed our recommendation, the recommended value is what we think is a reasonable reflection of what the market would pay for that property.
Do you guys see, does any of the board see any, would like to take any action on this one? Seeing no action on this, if you still disagree, this isn't the last step.
I'm not going to find a buyer that would pay $206,000 for the property with the properties around it right now.
Ma'am, you can still take the next step is taking this to Turk. You can take that to Turk and have this reviewed at the next level as well. But seeing no action from our board, like I said, next step would be Turk.
Okay. Thank you.
The form is across the hall.
Pardon?
The form to fill out to take this to Turk, if you would like to, is across
sure.
the hall. It's just right across the hall.
Right across the hall.
Ask for a form, yes.
Okay, thank you. Mm-hmm.
All right, our next one is Dan Ebler. It is on the no change list, parcel 00703-8000. The value is $268,210, requested value of $164,775, and again, it was recommended for no change. Could you put your name or say your name and address for the record, please?
Dan Ebler. 250, I don't know if it's Cottonwood Avenue or Cottonwood Street. On my corner, they got Cottonwood Avenue. Block south of me, they got Cottonwood Avenue. On the highway, they got Cottonwood Street. When I moved there, it was Cottonwood Avenue.
So Avenue seems like a pretty safe bet.
Huh?
Avenue seems like a pretty safe bet.
My mail comes as street now.
Okay.
So,
maybe
about
this...
15 years ago, it all changed.
Okay. Could I have you raise your right hand? Do you swear or affirm to tell the truth, the whole truth, so help you God?
Yes, I do.
Thank you.
Okay, we had a hailstorm about 5 years ago, something like that. And my insurance company replaced everything, but they won't replace my siding. They won't replace my gutter, and they won't replace my gutter guards. My gutter guards are gone, pretty much. They're doing nothing. But my siding is all dinged up. I got metal siding, ABC seamless. It's all got bumps. It's like you took a hammer and found things and just blacked it. Screens got holes like that in them. And they're not going to, if I don't get that fixed, my insurance company won't pay me. I'm going to have to take, I'm taking them to court right now. I'm saying that they don't think it's worth that much. The insurance company's not saying it's worth that much. Because I haven't collected $260,000 on it yet. I've only collected $100,000.
Derek, is this one that you reviewed?
We did a review. We did an inspection of the property.
Did you do an inspection?
I think we did an interior
inspection. So I wasn't home that day. Supposedly they left a card that they was going to come back. I talked to some people in town, and they said that they would knock, and they was home, and by the time they got to the door, they was in their car leaving. So I don't know if they inspected anything or not.
Let me make sure that we got the right parcel pulled up here.
Number two on the no change.
What's the address of the home?
250 Cottonwood Avenue or Street, Claytonia. Okay.
Yeah, our notes say that we did an inspection with you on the 22nd of June, an interior inspection.
Well, this year the guy came out and did.
Okay, yeah. And so he did an interior inspection, walked through the house and with you and, or...
But my, like, what they call my basement is crawl space. When I had to jack the house up, it's been about 45, 50 years ago. And because I had sandstone for a foundation.
You have a pool table in your basement?
Yeah.
Okay. There's
no bedroom. There's one way in, one way out.
Yeah.
No windows, no nothing.
So this property, after we did the inspection, we didn't find anything that would lower the condition of the property. We actually found that there was basement finish that wasn't recorded before.
It's not a basement. I cannot put people down in there. If I do, I get...
Okay,
and
so
I have a fire, I get manslaughter charges.
Is that your property?
Yes. Yes, it is.
Okay.
But do you see any windows?
Basement
has to have two ways in and out. And it has to have an egress windows. There's no windows. When I built it 50 years ago, when I put that foundation in 50 years ago, I didn't put no windows in.
Okay. The assessor's definition of a basement is going to be different than that. It's going to be basically any subterranean structure that can be used for storage or recreation. And so in this case, they do have a basement listed. They don't have it listed with an egress window or anything, but they also, this is actually a finished basement to the extent that you can use the space for, you know, recreational.
If I didn't finish it, I could use it for whatever.
Right.
But I can't sell it. I can't, there's no bedroom in there. I didn't put a bedroom in there.
Right.
Because of a basement has to have two entrances to it.
Yeah.
No matter what you say.
Yeah, no, I understand.
I did construction, so I know a lot of what's going on.
Right. But when we did the inspection, we only found things that would increase the value of the property. We've got notes, you know, about adding basement finish and that sort of thing. We also, it looks like... we made an adjustment to the machinery building. When was that built?
Probably about 15 years ago.
Okay, so changes to that, but I guess to summarize, nothing.
So my siding don't matter that it's all dinged up?
That was taken into account.
I don't think it was.
Okay.
My gutter guards being gone don't take into account. I mean, I can show you pictures of my gutter on my phone.
Yeah.
Daniel,
did you post it?
Yes, I did.
Did you take it?
What happened last year?
Nothing really. I'm suing the insurance company now to get something to fix it because I can't put ABC seamless siding on again. That's expensive stuff. And is it going to be settled? You know, granted, it don't leak, but if I'd had anything else on there, it would have been destroyed. Like I said, the health.
You were fighting with the insurance company last year, too, weren't you?
I'm still fighting it.
All right.
Matter of fact, they even came and got a piece of siding on it. They wanted to make sure it was ABC seamless, and they gauged it, and it was, and they still won't fix it.
Did you take this to Turk by chance last year?
Huh?
Turk, did you take it up to Turk last year?
No.
I mean, that is always an option above what we have here, is to take it to Turk. Terry?
I'd like to make a recommendation to leave the property at the recommended value, $268,210.
I don't think we have to take action if we're going to leave it. If we're going to leave it, we don't have to take action. Does anybody else see anything or would like to make any changes.
No, I thought this sounded really familiar.
I don't think my siding is,
I can sell it for that.
Without any changes from our board today, I would recommend if you do want to challenge it, you could take it up to TURC, which is at the state level, and then you can file the paperwork as across the hall, and you can always try that route.
Okay.
Thank you. The next one here is Joan Penning. It's number 11, 12, and 13 on the change list. Just so you're aware of the numbers, we have a 1,013,077,000 recommended, or the 26 value is 67,495. You had requested 22,370. We have a recommended change to 62,695. 0,130,78,000 had a 26 value of 12,000. You requested 1,245, and it was changed to 7,200, recommended to 7,200. Then we have 0,130,79,100, 26 value of 12,000, recommended, or owner requested value of $750, and it was recommended to change to 9,575. If you can give your name and address for the record, please.
I'm Joan Penning. I live at 600 Grace Street.
And can I have you raise your right hand? Sorry, is that Beatrice?
Yes.
Okay. Do you swear or affirm to tell the truth, the whole truth, so help you God?
Yes, I do.
All right. Go ahead.
Okay, I purchased this. We want to start with my home address, which is the 600. When I purchased it for $5,000, and it was condemned at the time. The city come in and inspected it and didn't give me a no-go on it, so I worked on the inside of it to get it livable. I lived in a camper while I was doing it. I put new carpet in it. The walls are concrete blocks. It's 127 years old. And I painted the walls, put new carpet in, and my son and my husband at the time demoed a house, so we put those windows from the demo into the house. I did not purchase any windows, and I tore off two rooms and a carport because they were infested with termites. The city gave me permission to put them back on. So I went in and I did have to purchase some brand new lumber for the ceiling because they require 2x6 studs. And the rest of it was basically used material out of the house that my son and my husband tore down. And the city came back out after I got those rooms torn off, which I did myself. I worked for Kenny Lineweber at the time and was using his skid loader and taking it to his brother's dump. So it didn't cost me nothing, except for I had to work for Kenny. And where am I going to go from here? Let me see. When I put the structures back on, I put them on just a little bit bigger. Who wouldn't? I didn't put the bathroom back on because I took some space inside the new part and made a half bath. And then in my old original part, I took what they had called a kitchen, and I made it into a bathroom, a full bathroom. And then I took the kitchen, and moved it into what they called the dining room. And all that I put inside for the dining room was used materials from another demo. And I'm sure you got pictures of it.
Yeah.
I've had a lot of leaking problem in the roof, so I re-roofed it with shingles. Well, that didn't work. So I had them come out and re-roof another section of it with shingles. It still leaked. You got a picture of the leak in the ceiling that he took. So I got a hold of a friend and asked if he would put tin on my roof so I wouldn't have to deal with these leaks all the time. I purchased the tin brand new for $6,000 is what I gave him to buy the material to put this tin roof on. Okay, I haven't had a leak since. I'm happy. This home is my home. I made it, took a shack, and made it into what I'm happy with. I don't care if it's not brand new. I've lived in worse. And you guys are evaluating this home at 3 times the amount as last year. I don't understand it. I did no improvements last year on it. I did. About 15 years ago, I sided. I took all the asbestos off of the outside.
Is that siding like log siding?
It looks like logs, yeah, okay. But it's not.
Right.
I mean, they interlock.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I have to stain it every year, which I do. I'll stain half of it 1 year and half of it the next year. And I keep it looking nice from the outside so that my neighbors don't have to stare at an ugly old shack. And like the inspector said when he was there, you're judging my house like a cover on a book. What's inside is not what's outside. I still got the creaky floors. I still have the ceiling where it had leaked. It's going to take drywall to fix that. And I can't put it up myself. My husband is deceased now. So why are you making the value of this home? I don't mind the $22,370. I've been paying that. I'm qualified for homesteaders for quite some years, for a few years now. And I never filed for it because I figured I can pay these taxes on my income. Somebody on the block has to pay for that road grader coming up and down. So I didn't mind. But now my taxes are going to be triple what they have been. And I don't think I can pay it. So this year I did file for homesteaders.
As you should. You've earned the right.
But I didn't think it was right that I'm the only one on the block that's paying taxes, you know, to help maintain that gravel road, that dusty gravel road. And not only that, there's no sidewalks, there's no ditches, it's worth a crap. Excuse my language. And you can't grow a garden there, I've tried. You can't plant trees there because the wildlife just eat it up. So it's basically just a place to reside and keep looking nice. And that's what I do.
Derek, did you inspect the interior of the home? Could you talk through, make sure that we're valuing the condition internally correctly?
Right. We did an inspection of the property. We took lots of pictures, and you showed
pictures, yeah, because I have not done a whole lot inside. I've just painted, you know, fixed the walls where the concrete is.
Yeah.
And painted over it and then put carpet down. That's basically all I did inside.
Yeah, and I'll just kind of show the pictures of the interior. These were the ones that he grabbed.
It's dark. You can't see it. It's dark. Okay, that's my kitchen. I took and put the kitchen in the dining room.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, is that my kitchen? No. That's the addition that I added back on. I took off a bedroom and a mudroom and a carport. Okay. And that was the addition that
I had, like baseboard heating throughout.
Right. I don't have no gas on the property at all.
And those are the
cracks in the ceiling, but it don't leak now.
So this, just kind of show you here, these are the cracks that she was talking about. And then here are the other photos of the interior.
You can take it over to them if you want to.
There's nothing new about it. I mean, it's comfortable for me, and that's all that matters.
Well, and like I explained at the beginning, the reason for some of those big jumps was because we did a complete countywide revaluation. We didn't continue to do just a percentage increase because we were becoming very off across the county. Things were not equal anymore. So that's why there was a countywide revaluation. So percentage jumps weren't going to reflect much of anything this year. So it's going to be dependent on if his interior and exterior conditions are accurate to your home, and that's what he's
doing. Okay, another thing. I'm in the flood zone.
And
does
I can
that
tell
make
you
me equal to the person
yes.
across the street that
yes.
isn't?
Yes, and actually we that was something that was brought up, and we did actually adjust that, and I can see that here with that value of 7,200. That was the adjust value. And so
what
that
I was
is,
paying
is,
last year.
That is comparable now. We did go back through and readjust all of those.
So you raise the value of it because
all homes in the same floodway or floodplain, based on whatever it is, are all given the same value on lots. And that's something that we did find was not consistent, and we did address that.
It was a 40% adjustment.
Yeah, it was a 40% adjustment.
Primary got a 75%
okay.
adjustment.
Yep.
So you're telling me I could sell this property in the flood zone where you can't get insurance and the city don't maintain. I've asked them to remove some tree limbs, and they've refused. You're saying I could sell my house for that amount? I don't believe I can. It's a shack.
Well, what the question is it equal to all your neighbors? Because we're the Board of Equalization. So we did make sure that adjustment was made across the entire city.
There's one neighbor in the flood zone over there. The rest of them are out of the flood zone.
Right. We have the maps, and we did make those adjustments. It's 40% and 75% based on floodway or floodplain. There's primary and secondary, and those adjustments were made across all of them.
Well, about the other two lots, they're right next to me. Butted right up next to me, and they were both given to me, one from the city, one from the Chamber of Commerce, begging me to take them.
Zero.
Because they had to keep coming over and mowing them. I've been doing it for, 15 years now, mowing those lots. You can't grow fruit trees on it. I've tried. You can't grow a garden on it. We've got too much wildlife there. So they just sit vacant, and I mow them. And you want to value those empty lots that you can't even build on them at $15,000?
Derek, did you double check? Are the conditions accurate with the pictures that you have?
Yes.
Okay. Terry, Rex, Rick, do you guys have any suggested changes with this one?
The lots have been adjusted.
Yeah, we did adjust for floodway, floodplain. Those are consistent with everyone's.
So you're telling me I could sell each one of them lots for $12,000 when they were given to me because they couldn't sell them?
No, they were adjusted. They were adjusted down. So one is $7,200, one is $9,575, and that's based on that floodway, floodplain.
So you did bring those two down?
Those two are down, yes.
Okay. Now, what about the one where I'm living on? Is anything going to be done with
yes,
that?
Yes, that one was adjusted down a little bit as well. It was adjusted down to $62,695.
And that's everything? I can sell it for that amount of money?
That was they're based on, yes, we have based on sale value, but it also takes into account those depreciation factors. And so they've factored in that, and that's the comparables. We are the Board of Equalization. So
right.
we're trying to find homes of equal value. And that's why I said when we talked about floodway and floodplain, everybody's consistently, if they were in a floodway, floodplain, we're given a 75 or a 40% reduction in value. So we are comparable. That is our job. We are the Board of Equalization. So now those are all equal in value based on its location. So, yes, that is what our referees came up with. And if seeing no action from the board, there is another step available if you are not happy with this valuation. There is the state. The forms are across the hall. You fill it out, and it would be appealing basically the same thing to the state.
So what I've got here that you mailed to me for the taxes that I'm going to have to pay next year is lower than what they actually...
The recommended change, so the recommended values are less than what the initial was on
okay,
all
is
three
there any
parcels.
Way you can tell me what the taxes are going to be on it? Because I'm on a... Well, if my Homestead Act went through, I don't know if it did or not. I haven't heard anything.
You won't hear anything until October from the state.
The values don't directly reflect your taxes paid either. So if everybody's values went up 10% while our budget only goes up 3%, then we adjust our levies accordingly. So the taxes that you pay don't automatically reflect the percent increase in your valuation, if that makes sense.
So when I get my bills next year, they're going to be the same or less? Is that what you're saying?
No. The bills are based on the budget. The values are just the slice or the size of the portion that you pay. So you will likely see an increase because all of our budgets increase every year. It's just how much, right? So we have last year, cost of inflation was about 2.9%. Our budget only went up, I think it was 2.1. Correct me if I'm wrong. 2.1%. So we really do try to stay at or below inflation level with our budget increases because as your things increase, so do ours, right? The fuel expenses increase or equipment costs increase. So for us to maintain those same services that we do every year, so the amount that you actually pay in taxes is more based on the budget of each taxing authority. We are only one piece of that. You have the schools, the NRDs.
We're 23%.
23%.
Yeah, we pay for our schools and don't even have children that go to school.
Right.
Talk about farmland, too. There's nothing on that.
Yeah.
So, yes, that is actually what determines how much you pay. The value just determines how big of the piece of the pie is yours. So, I'd have to look to see what your old value was with what your new value is. I can't imagine it's that different, but it would take me a little bit to figure out.
I don't know. We're looking at 126 years or 27-year-old house or shack,
value?
And I didn't do that much to it. It just make it livable.
Ma'am, I think you've overdone your treatment.
If
are you done listening to me?
I'm done.
Okay, so I can't do anything?
You're always welcome to go to Turk. The forms are across the hall, and that's basically an appeal at the state level.
Well,
and apply for the homestead exemption.
I did apply for it, and I haven't heard anything on it. But I'm still going to have to pay the taxes on the two lots.
Correct.
The two empty lots.
Yeah.
You can't even build on it. It takes a lot of money just to build on them.
Sell them to Mr. Barnhill south of you there.
I'm sorry, what did you say?
I'm looking at the map here. I said, see if Mr. Barnhill will buy the lots from you, the guy that's south of you.
He's the one that doesn't even mow it. He's got a farmer coming in there haying it.
Well, so he's making revenue. Do they know that?
$630.
Somebody asked me who was mowing it. I said, oh, farmer down there.
Everybody's always looking for hay.
No.
The amount of taxes that
you pay. No, I don't even know that man. I've met him, but I don't know him. So, no, they tried to get me to take his lot.
Correct.
All right.
All right, well, thank you for your time. I appreciate it.
Thank you for coming in. Terry's going to keep it. All right, the next one here is Dustin Giesen. All right. He is.
Dustin, you've been very patient. I got to give you that one.
Number, I'm not a very patient person. I have no patience.
All right, number 60 on the change list. It's parcel 011390000. The 26 value was $138,265. The request was for $80,000. The recommended change is $134,990. Could you give your name and address for the record, please?
Dustin Giesen, 1510 North 10th, here in town.
All right, raise your right hand. Do you swear or affirm to tell the truth, the whole truth, so help you God?
I do.
All right, you can go.
My really concern is taxes. I'm a single father, and I know everything goes up and down, you know. But when I bought that house, I bought it in 2014. They're asking $34,000. They were asking $65,000. I lowballed them and bought it for $34,000, and with all the taxes, I paid $43,000. Okay. Now, I bought that house straight outright. My brother passed away, actually, in that building right over there. Now it meets my criteria of wages. I pay my yearly rent. I can hardly pay my yearly rent. I call it yearly rent because you don't basically own it. Somebody can come out and swipe it, so really, you don't own it. So it's like my taxes between $800 and $900, you know, each year fluctuates from that and everything. I put a siding on it and new windows. I don't have a new window in my living room. I got a clapped out garage. I have no insulation, which I never, whoever told came to see me, totally spaced that off. But through my house, the reason why I know is me and my son drilled a hole through the bottom of the wall, and there's no insulation. Usually you can do blow-in insulation, and it all falls down. It don't have anything. So yeah, Monday was really, 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 really hot. I got a 2004 heater and air conditioning. I haven't really did anything to the place. So, you know, I don't mind it going up. It's just the problem is the taxes. I drive back and forth to Lincoln for work because, really, there's no work in this town. I work for NEBCO at OLMB Railroad, and with their insurance and all my benefits get taken out, I'm left with, I might as well just work at McDonald's. So, I'm just, I guess, here pleading for the board or whatever to, you know, I'll work with you guys if you work with me, because for that amount of money, and I figured out my I think it's 1.9% of the taxes, right?
What do you mean, 1.9%?
Well, I had a friend calculate things and everything.
Your levy, the current levy at your location is $1.59.
Okay. So basically, okay, from $800 that I'm paying right now, it jumps up to like close to $2,000.
It would be if the levies aren't adjusted.
They'll be adjusted.
So yeah, what you're doing is figuring your new tax value based on the levy from last year. But when valuations increase, the levies decrease. So that's, the state wants to do it that way too, and it's so inaccurate. I hate the way that they do that because that's not the way that works.
Nobody should put up their house for collateral.
Derek, did you, by chance, was this house reviewed? Are the conditions the way they should be? Do you have some comparables that you can give us?
Yeah, they are. We did an exterior, and the owner didn't want an interior inspection, so
just complained about the garage, you know.
Yeah.
But really, whatever you see in the pictures on one website is what it is and everything, and it just... I'm on a budget. I'm on a really, really, really tight budget.
We did make we would like to revise our recommendation just based on some of the photos that we saw here, and it's not much, but it's putting the garage to $505, so that our recommended value would be $133,730. It's It's nothing on the house necessarily. That seems to be in the right category, and there are sales of properties that are like that, and it's one of those things when you put new windows, you put new siding and that sort of thing, it makes it look nicer, it makes it worth more in the market. So we think the value is reasonable there, but would like to amend our recommendation to 133,730 to account for the garage condition.
I don't even have insurance on it, on my garage.
Yeah.
Just the house.
Yeah.
And, my friend in Lincoln, if it was like, I don't know what my taxes are going to be, but if it's going to be exactly like Lincoln, I might as well move closer to work then. I live here because the taxes are low.
Right.
And the higher the taxes, people might as well just move where, where the actual work is. So, when I worked out, I had to go to Landell's work down there for 9 years because there was no work here, and I got to go to Lincoln because there's really no work here. So, I'm on a tight budget. So, but that's really all I have to say, people.
Yeah.
So.
Well, yeah, we appreciate the bringing the information forward and then meeting with the referee or the inspector to come out and take a look at those things.
I can only do what I can do, but most people around here might have two incomes, a wife and a husband, but it's just me. I do the same thing at work, I need a raise.
Well, with that, they changed their recommendation. Can I get a motion, or if you guys have any other changes? We have a recommended change from our referees to be $133,730. I would need a motion and a second to change it to that.
So moved. Second.
Moved by Claybaugh, second by Adams. Any other discussion? Please vote. Four in favor.
And explain the process if he wants
to. So that moved your valuation down just a little bit. If you would like to challenge that or go to TURC, that would be the next step, would be going to the state, which is TURC. The forms are across the hall. Your percentage increase, as we've explained a little bit, it's not a direct reflection of what you pay in taxes. That's going to be based on the budgets that are set by each taxing authority.
I have one question.
Yeah.
Okay, all this change, because it's kind of just ironic. All of a sudden, this whole tax thing came up when everybody's talking about the new sheriff station. Is that because of one of them?
No, it has nothing to do with that. So the values are based on equalization. So we're just trying to set an equal value to determine your share of the pie. The budgets and the levies are what directly affect what you pay in taxes. It has nothing to do with a specific project or anything like that. It's just making sure that it's fair.
All right. Well, thank you, Ms.
Yep. Have a good day. All right.
Your last one left.
Our last one left? Okay. Well, with that.
Looks like Nadine's leaving, so this is over with.
Hello.
I need a point of privilege.
While you're gone, I'm going to read these in if it works.
I can't read them.
No, they're going to come. They're going to vote. You can't actually leave. Hold on.
I won't leave. I'll be back.
It's the meeting.
All right, we are going to be taking a 5-minute recess at 2:33.
Correcting information, and then we report it to the assessor, and then they
all right.
Mark those changes to the
parcel ID 01160.
I have no answers.
We will reconvene at 2:35. Parcel 01160002, value of $1,221,955 changed to $837,115. 0114111109 from 750,390 to 478,560. 0007524,000 from 86,640 to 83,340. Parcel 00975-2000 from 116,825 to 83,345. 0105-20,000 from 495,260 to 312,360. 0136-08,000 from $226,060 to $202,625. 0151800 from 147,870 to 100,860. 0036396,000 from 565,955 to 448,215. 0065404100 from 842,220 to 622,050. 00653130 from 20,000 to 5,000. 0130777000 from 67,495 to $62,695. 0130780,000 from 12,000 to 7,200. 0130791000 from 12,000 to 9,575. 0105590000 from $590,085 to $474,075. 0115204000 from $355,645 to $184,895. 0146180000 to from $96,070 to $78,295. 0106350204 from $548,615 to $434,755. 0112611000 from $761,635 to $530,435. We already voted on number 19. 0107910000 from 377,900 to 348,120. 00942200000 from $244,165 to $175,120. 0138777000 from $355,905 to $291,935. 0117370000 from $15,000 to $6,550. 0117360000 from $15,000 to $6,550. 0117350000 from $15,000 to $6,550. 0117340000 from $22,450 to $6,550. 0135888000 from $62,490 to $50,130. 0117300000 from $71,935 to $59,910. 0117640000 from $27,075 to $16,575. 0065421005 from $657,900 to $534,530. 0095004000 from $306,115 to $276,905. 0148500 to $120,502 to $77,620. 0149330000 from $95,525 to $74,575. 0092530000 from $94,320 to $73,485. 0143180000 from $172,595 to $112,380. 0139666000 from $77,115 to $65,150. 0138060000 from $107,700 to $98,090. 0127 13,000 from 216,350 to 195,455. 012501,000 from 88,540 to 69,830. 010924,000 from 135,510 to 98,230. 00977,800 from 91,365 to 67,275. 00934,900 from $112,815 to $84,020. 012307,000 from 12,000 to 7,200. 01507754 from 802,225 to 654,280. 01056,000 from 311,290 to 274,535. 01126,300 from 495,175 to 404,120. 00807,550 from $516,815 to $461,585. 00805,75,900 from 366,655 to 361,735. 01518,0503 from 533,960 to 433,305. 00932,3000 from 158,850 to 135,595. 01087,6522 from $520,085 to $514,820. 01493,110,000 from 222,270 to 175,365. 01309,7000 from 296,470 to 293,920. 00944,2000 from 175,580 to 103,025. That's 01486,5000 from 150,675 to 102,170. 01313300 from 597,365 to 474,315. 01069,4000 from $110,175 to $100,665. 00976,6000 from 24,975 to 11,465. 01397,5000 from 88,700 to 81,500. 01139,000 from 138. Nope, that's the one we read already and voted on. 01297,000 from 37,245 to 20,490. 01209,08,000 from 39,860 to 23,210. 01209,06,000 from 70,410 to 62,135. Zero one zero zero five six thousand from 130,525 to 99,625. 01297,1000 from 54,640 to 43,405. 141,685 to 141,685 to 119,685. That is the change list. Do I have a motion to approve? Motion by Claybaugh. Second by Adams. Any discussion? Please vote. 4-0, motion passes. Now we have the no change list. I have a ruler and ready to throw it. Oh, and a stapler. That's close. You should be careful. You're already missing a partial finger, Rex. All right, parcel 01202,639,520, 00703,268,210, 01155,991,305, 01449,087,825, 01475,861,365, 00940,806,305, 01205,3,114,745. 01507,519,917,575. 01278,514,680. 00941,666,480. 01357,2000. 67,185. 01486,4000. 85,800. 01418,3000. 15,000. That is the change list. Do I have a motion to approve?
That was a no change.
Or sorry, the no change list. Do I have a motion to approve?
To approve.
Moved by Adams, second by Claybaugh. Any discussion? Please vote. 4 in favor. Motion carries. Anything else for this?
That we have for all the flood areas that they redid, and those will all get new board notices, and then I think they have 30 days after.
Will you tell them that Bates is in the floodplain? It's not too worth $280,000.
Yeah, I don't know what they have, but we have, there's like 200
the
of them.
There were 3 foot of water once you have.
Yeah.
73.
And then we'll have...
I hope they got their 40% adjustment.
And then we'll have some... On Friday, the property that has been damaged, like fire and all that, that we'll have to approve.
All fire in the back of it.
So anyhow, those are some other things. So help me remember all this. I'll have it on our sheet, but just so we don't, because I think Friday's going to be a long day. I don't know what Thursday's going to bring. I didn't even look at our list. Do we have a lot for Thursday?
You have it for tomorrow.
I gave it to you.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
You didn't.
Yes, I did.
Well, so you give to everybody else but us?
No, I gave it to you.
Oh,
723?
Yes.
I don't have it.
Here's the 20, huh?
I have 721.
Yeah.
Looks like the landlord.
Here's for Friday. Here's for Friday.
I don't have tomorrow.
Okay. Here. I'll give you another one.
Oh, my Lord.
Am I late? Oh, Lord. I don't know. Okay, so here's Friday's for you guys. So you might want to bring your sleeping bag. So, or energy drinks.
Okay, does anybody have anything else for today's equalization?
Yeah.
All right, we will adjourn the Board of Equalization at 2:51.